And speaking of that community with Bardonnais, is also the community known as Coeur d'Alene and Lake City Playhouse, which is beginning beginning the 2018 season, first out of the gate with a production of Falsettos, which opens this weekend. We're going to get all kinds of fun ways to relate to that play in interesting ways right now, including hearing a bit of the music from that. But we begin with the Assistant Director, Jed Davis.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Jed. And let's give credit where credit is due. Your wife, Casey, is the real director.
Yeah, right? I'm Casey's husband in this production.
Isn't that nice when we get kind of that turnaround, we who are maybe more public than...
Oh, I love it. And my wife is brilliant. I mean, we've met on stage. We've been collaborating together for over a decade, and it's so nice to be able to support her vision in something.
Yeah. Well, Falsettos, let's just start right from the beginning. The implication, it's going to have to do with something with change. It's going to have to do with something with ambivalence, with what voice you are, with who you are. Which of those descriptions of falsettos fits this play?
That nails it. I mean, the whole show is that, as you said, it's about change, about transition. It begins in 1979 and ends in 1981. So we go from Carter to Reagan. We go into the yuppies, and obviously if you know the show, there's that AIDS factor is fairly prominently into it, but it was during that time when we didn't have a name for it. It was just something bad. Mm-hmm. And amidst all this, it is indeed a comedy. I was in a production of this a few years ago, and the first thing our director said to us was, remember, it's a comedy, before we get too bogged down with the heavy stuff toward the end. And it's these mostly men who are coming to grips with how to be adults, and how they start in such a selfish sort of self-serving place, and how do I get what I want. Marvin, the lead character, his first song he sings, I want it all, I want it all, I want it all, coupled with the backdrop of the fact that he has a 12-year-old son who he's trying to also be a good father to while being the selfish man, and they're all sort of trying to grow up together.
And so that's the essence of it. And the famous song from it is Breaking Down. Alyssa Hersey, who's in the role of Trina, is singing that. Anything else about Breaking Down, or did you kind of already
Trina is
that? Trina,
she is,
thank you.
Is Marvin's ex-wife. Marvin has left Trina to be with another man, Whizzer. And Trina is trying to hold it all together and be a mother to her son Jason, who's about to be bar mitzvahed. She's also met another man in the process, and so there's this sort of like fivesome of people, and Trina is just doing her best to not lose it amidst all the insanity ensuing around her, and is cooking dinner one night and hits a bit of a roadblock, and that's where we're at.
Appropriately enough, the song called Breaking Down, Alyssa Hersey, and at the piano is Jenny Twitchell. Let's go to the studio.
I'd like to be a princess on a throne, to have a country I can call my own, and a king who's lusty and requires a fling with a female thing. Great men will be men, let me turn on the gas. I caught them in the den with Marvin grabbing Whizzer's ass. Oh, sure, I'm sure he did his best. I mean, he meant to be what he was not. The things he was are things which I forgot. He's a queen, I'm a queen. Where is our crown? I'm breaking down, I'm breaking down. My life is shitty and my kid seems like an idiot to me. I mean, it's sick. I mean, he's great. It's me who is the madder, talking madder than the maddest hatter. If I repeat one more word, I swear I'll lose my brain. What else can I explain? I can cry on cue, but so can you. I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down, down, down. You ask me, is it fun to cry over nothing? It is. I'm breaking down. Oh, darn. I don't have time for a breakdown now. Have to get back to my banana carrot surprise. Oh, that really hurt. Now let's consider what I might do next. I hate admitting I've become perplexed. I'm bereaved. I've cried, I've shook, I've yelled, I've heaved. I have been deceived. As enemies go, Whizzer is not so bad. It's just he's so damn happy that it makes me so damn mad. I wanna hate him, but I really can't. It's like a nightmare how this all proceeds. I hope that Whizzer don't fulfill his needs. Don't is wrong, sing along. What was the noun? I'm breaking down, I'm breaking down. I'll soon redecorate these stalls. I'd like some padding on the walls and also pills. I wanna sleep. Sure, things will probably worsen, but it's not like I'm some healthy person. I've rethought my talks with Marv, and one fact does emerge. I think I like his shrink, so that is why I might turn to drink. I'm on the brink of breaking down. I'm breaking down, down, down. I only wanna love a man who can love me, or like me, or help me. Help me. Marvin was never mine. He took his meetings in the boys' latrine. I used to cry, he'd make a scene. I'd rather die than dry clean Marvin's wedding gown. I'm breaking down, I'm breaking down. It's so upsetting when I found that what's rectangular is round. I mean, it stinks. I mean, he's queer, and me, I'm just a freak who needs it maybe every other week. I've rethought the fun we've had, and one fact does emerge. I've played the foolish clown. The almost virgin who sings this dirge is on the verge of breaking down. I'm breaking down, down, down. The only thing that's breaking up is my family. The only thing that's breaking up is my family, but me, I'm breaking down, down.
Well, I think it's all pretty clear. I'm Breaking Down is the name of the song, and certainly there were many aspects about that, as Jed was earlier describing, in which Alyssa Hersey, who is singing it, and her character Trina, whose husband has just left her to have a relationship with a man. So that's pretty good reason to break down at that point, isn't it?
It's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. Well, and especially, and this casts of falsettos, and we'll bring in the character of Marvin in just a minute too, but right now we're kind of obsessed with the fact that this was 1981 that this show came out.
It actually came out in 1990.
It evokes 1981.
It's an interesting thing about this particular the show Falsettos is an amalgam of three one-act musicals that William Finn wrote. The first one was called In Trousers. The second was called March of the Falsettos. All of which happened really prior to the AIDS crisis. Mm-hmm. And then he wrote a third piece called Falsetto Land. And so essentially the show's, the first act is they squished In Trousers and March of the Falsettos into one show. And it has a pretty distinct ending. And mm-hmm. then we start Falsetto Land 2 years later, and then we're in 1981. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so there's Alyssa. There's your character Trina, clearly breaking down. These are always tricky when there's a lot of important plot to not give away what matters. But so say what you know you should say about Trina before and after this song, and how it all works.
I think she is trying to just keep it all in and hold it all together, you know, staying strong mm-hmm. for her son, possibly. But there is a huge element of selfishness in how she's processing everything. And I think in Act Two, we start to see about how she opens up and starts caring about other people and realizes, hey, it's not all about me. I don't have to just focus on my own problems. Mm-hmm. I can be there for other people, too.
Well, and that would be a logical result of 2 years after a breakup mm-hmm. and that unique, well, not unique, that not unique breakup, but certainly certainly of the times and of the situation mm-hmm. when simply coming out and being gay no longer could be hidden because of the AIDS crisis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it's so weird just a few decades later when we who lived through it and look back on it and see how much intense stuff was going on mm-hmm. right there.
And so many pieces that have been written about it. We were just talking off air about, you know, Rent, you know, being such a seminal piece to address this. And that came out in 96. And with this, you know, that it was in the era of this show, it wasn't talked about where, you know, it was almost, you know, there was policy in place to sort of keep it from the mainstream. I remember as a kid, I remember in my third grade class, I think it was 93, hearing the specter of this, you know, of AIDS. Like, it's like this thing that's coming to get you. Mm-hmm. And we're talking a lot about the scariness of everything. And then mm-hmm. the show really doesn't, it is quite a straight up comedy until mm-hmm. like halfway through the second act.
Mm-hmm. And let's bring in Brandon Michael, who plays Marvin. And, you know, you're the, it would appear that you're the person upon whom the plot turns.
Indeed.
And that you're going through that change. Are you the mechanism for that, or are we hearing, are we getting inside your head and your conflicts and your changes that you're having to go through?
This story is told in a very interesting kind of a style. You get to be in everybody's head. It's a very small cast. There's four of us in the first act and six of us in the second act. So the cast gains two members in the second act. Oh, is it? Oh, I'm sorry, five and seven.
Close enough.
Yeah. Whatever. Same difference. Anyway, so we really get to kind of like live everybody's experience, but it does certainly center Marvin as kind of the catalyst for everybody's issues boiling up to the surface.
Yeah, and so by the way, we're talking about Falsettos, which opens this Friday at Lake City Playhouse and runs for 3 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the norm? Once it gets going, it opens on Friday.
I believe it comes back with Thursday performances.
And then it's a Thursday through Sunday for the remaining two weekends in the famous sequence around here, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 at Lake City Playhouse. Well, let's get a little farther into, first let's get into the comedy part of it. We're getting awfully heavy here.
Right, yeah.
And so Amplify, do either of your characters get to be either wittingly or unwittingly comedic?
They're all
over the place.
Everybody. It's not like slapstick comedy. It's comedy of kind of situations. It's the funniness is in how human everybody is and how big their mistakes are and how it's just the very nature of the characters. It's portrayed really lovingly.
One of the characters is Mendel, is a psychiatrist, and they Marvin and Trina see him as their shrink, and they're trying to get their son to see him. So it's a Mendel himself is a wonderfully neurotic and vulnerable character, but he also serves as
is this typecasting.
He serves as the function through which they all talk about their problems. We sort of hear them talk about my perspective on this as they're talking to this psychiatrist, and he, you know, initially is just like okay. And, you know, as things progress, he finds himself falling in love with Trina. And how do I deal with falling in love with one of my clients? She's also the ex-wife of one of my other clients. Mm-hmm. And there is this sort of like weird triangle that ensues where Marvin is getting jealous of this relationship, even though he was the one that left the relationship, and he's becoming a total ass about it, and how they all sort of process that. And it's you know, it in some ways it sort of, it feels very, it has a very New York-y feel to it. You know, I keep closing my eyes and getting images of like Sex and the City and that type of show where there's like intense like interpersonal drama coupled with like people acting like idiots and then, you know, paying the consequences for it. And it's all through sung, you know, so there's very little dialogue. So it's all very specifically musicalized and choreographed to the beat. So it's a remarkable piece of theater. We keep talking about the script itself. You know, with some shows you get this, you find plot holes and you're like, okay, I've been living with this thing a lot. That's a weak point. This show, the better you get to know it, the stronger it becomes. And it's so tight within itself.
And Alyssa, as Trina, what are your comedic aspects?
Oh gosh, getting to be a Jewish mother.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's a good one.
I think just trying to roll with the flow. And having that not always work out, it's kind of funny to watch.
What about being hit on by the psychiatrist?
Oh gosh, I think that's really exciting for me. Exciting and unexpected.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, and again, that all rings true to how the plot would work that way. This is Falsettos, which is opening this Friday. I want to meet you two now as actors. I've seen you before, Alyssa. Brandon,
you see me a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah,
remind me of yourself professionally.
I usually sport a beard, which, you know,
there you go.
Really makes the image, but
that confused me.
I've done a lot of stuff locally since I've been here. I'm kind of a fairly recent import to the area. I lived in Fairbanks, Alaska for 10 years, and then my family and I moved down to Coeur d'Alene. Since I've been here, I've done stuff with Coeur d'Alene Christian Youth Theater, with Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, with Spokane, Jad and I just sang in the Carmen.
That was just recently produced.
With the Symphony and with Opera Coeur d'Alene. And I do stuff with Opera Coeur d'Alene, and I'm a local voice teacher in Hayden, in Idaho. I teach voice there. I have a little vocal studio.
Yeah. So you come into this world as a singer, and then as opposed to initially as an actor?
Well, you know, I don't know. They're both the same thing to me, honestly. They're both exploring aspects of yourself and mastering an aspect of yourself. I approach them philosophically from the same place. So when I was younger, I was interested, you know, I would just sing, but I was super embarrassed about it. I was really shy. Mm-hmm. So I would wait until everybody was asleep, and then I would sing at like 12 in the morning. I'd just sing to myself in my bed when I was really, really young. And my brother hid a tape recorder under my bed one night, and he recorded me, and he played it back the next day, and I was humiliated. I was like, I'm never doing that again.
And I suppose there's no possible chance that recording
on
the planet.
It's long gone. Yeah, the technology to even play it no longer exists.
Yeah,
but anyway, so I went to drama fairly exclusively, but I always had a very musical ear. Yeah. I come from a musical family. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to kind of, in doing plays, I could easily do musical theater. And so I luckily stayed in the musical theater vein until college, when the theater department didn't want to have anything to do with me. So I was like, all right, well, then I'll be a voice major.
There you go. Okay, well, it's convenient to go from one to the other.
Yeah.
And you, Alyssa, tell me your experiences with the stage.
Oh, well, I came from California about 7 years ago with my family, and it was a small town. There wasn't really any place to do theater. So when I moved up here, I was just so enthralled by all the possibilities and all the ways to get involved. Started theater maybe about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I also play violin, so I took a couple years off to just play in pits, which was also fun for me. It's a great side hobby, and I enjoy reading music and getting scores down, like with this show. But I think in the last year and a half, I've really stepped back in and just embraced all the love and the life that theater brings.
And
gives to both the actors and to the audience.
Do you also live in North Idaho?
I do, Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, in Coeur d'Alene. Mm-hmm. Good. So what brought you here? Was it a job? Was it family moving here?
Just
a good place to
high school.
to move with. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice. And we're going to, in a bit, send Brandon out to sing one more song from Falsettos. Is there anything significant we've not said?
I think one of the most... I I performed in this show several years ago before I was a parent. And coming back to it again now, one of the biggest themes and biggest conflicts is raising Marvin and Trina's child, Jason, who's played beautifully by Aidan Headley. How they deal with raising this son, who is fundamentally a pubescent boy, you know, who's having problems of his own and then having to process the problems of his parents, and how much they're all trying to deal with how hard that all is. And the song that we're going to hear Brandon sing is a very honest and revealing song, saying, "Hey, I'm not a perfect dad, and I'm doing my best, and all I want for you is I want you to succeed." And I think this is one of those shows that if you are a parent or if you have some sort of affinity for young people, you'll feel it differently than if you don't. It really hits on a very parental level, where we all know how much we can mess up and how easily we can mess up, and our kids see that. And to have this conversation between father and son, with this name of the song is Father to Son, I think thematically it's one of the overarching themes of the show, but I think just also from a performance standpoint, it's really beautiful to watch.
So Brandon Michael in the role of Marvin singing Father to Son, joined by the pianist Jenny Twitchell.
Kid, be my son. What I've done to you is rotten. Say I was scared. I kept marching in one place, marching in time to a tune that I'd forgotten. I loved you, and I love you. I meant no disgrace. This here is love when we're talking face to face. Father to son, I for one would take love slower. I've made my choice, but you can sing a different song. Watch as you sing how your voice gets much lower. You'll be kid, a man kid, if nothing goes wrong. Sing for yourself as you man, kid, you'll be kid, whatever your song. Sing for us all as we march.
Falsettos, Brandon Mitchell singing Father to Son, joined by the pianist Jenny Twitchell, who's the music director for the show. The show, which opens this Friday at Lake City Playhouse in Coeur d'Alene, it's 14th and Garden, I believe, is the address, and open. So that's this this Friday, the 5th, and runs through Sunday the 21st, I believe, at Lake City Playhouse. So What a great way to begin the new year, Jad. Thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having us in.